just seen Exhibit 1 in what I understand is a series of complaints against one of my favorite state reps, Representative Matt Manweller. The Exhibit 1 is a video. I can only tell you, it's insane what I just watched. Matt Manweller is on the phone with us. He's going to join us exclusively. But Matt is now under attack for some of the sort of Me Too stuff. I've obtained a video from TVW, and I've watched this video. If this is Exhibit 1 in these reports against Manweller, if this is Exhibit 1, I cannot imagine how weak the other exhibits must be. I'll give you a heads up on what goes on in this video as we're trying to reestablish this connection with Matt. In the video, there's a hearing going on. Okay, so Matt is in the hearing. He's at the center of a U-shaped table. As this guy is testifying, and it's something to do with labor relations, and I think I see Nick Hanauer in the room, the venture capitalist turned agitator. Matt is there as they're handing out papers, and some women are handing out papers. From what I see, all Matt does is acknowledge the presence of the ladies handing out the papers. Now, Matt, can you hear us on the Todd Herman Show?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thanks for having me on, Todd.
I just described this video, Matt. I am stunned. Yeah. So you're telling me this is Exhibit 1 in these complaints against you, and I just set the scene. It was like was it a labor relations committee hearing, or what was happening?
Yeah, I was just in the labor committee, and people were handing out folders, and I looked, you know, people rarely walk behind you when you're up on the dais in the legislature, and I just kind of looked over, you know, kind of caught me off guard, and you know, the next thing I know, I'm being, you know, investigated for sexual misconduct and inappropriate workplace behavior and all this stuff. And, you know, I know the Seattle Times has been talking about, you know, this report that's coming out. But, Todd, that's what the whole report is. It's just one trivial, you know, nitpicky thing after another. And it's just really frustrating.
Matt, I'm watching this video, and I'm getting it put up. I just now got access to it because we had our internet problem. So we're going to put it up. I'm going to text it out so that people can see this. Did you say anything to this woman? Did you? I saw was, that's it. You're telling me that's it?
Yep, that's it. And for that, I have been put on paid leave for 8 months, had my name dragged through the mud, my reputation shot, you know, and been on, you know, a human pinata of the Seattle Times and the Tacoma News Tribune. And it's just things like that. You know, I'm happy to walk you through the equally trivial things in the report.
Yeah. Let me start with the tough question up front. I know, I've just sat here extolling your virtues as a representative, because first time I saw you, you gave a speech on liberty, and it was outside of the campus, I believe. Let me just get the first tough question out of the way. You've read the report. Is there anything in this you regret or you wish you'd done differently?
Yeah, I mean, if I had a crystal ball 12 years ago, you know, in 2006, and I could see the future of the Me Too movement, there's probably a few things I would have done different. When I was out in public having a drink, if I saw a student walk into the bar, I probably would have just paid my tab and left rather than staying. If I could have seen the future, you know, 12, 14 years, I probably wouldn't joke around with my students so much. I'm just one of those people, you know me, I'm pretty personable, you know, I tease people, I got a pretty, you know, sharp sense of humor. I don't think you can do that with students anymore. I don't think you can do that with colleagues anymore. So probably if I had it to do over, I would be more like that professor in Ferris Bueller that just sits there and goes, Bueller, Bueller, right? Because that's probably safer for my family.
Yeah, okay. So, and the report's coming out, and you were interviewed about this video, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Grilled about it.
So what possible, and by the way, I mean, was this the state? Was this CWU where you teach?
This was CWU's investigator. Right. CWU went into downtown Seattle and hired the most liberal, feminist attorney they could find, you know, started having her do the investigation. They gave her $120,000, 8 months to dig through every aspect of my life. And this is the type of stuff they came up with, me looking at somebody, you know?
Okay, I have to know, what possible questions could they ask about you turning around and recognizing that someone had handed you something? Can you remember a question? What in the world could they ask you?
Well, they were using that as evidence that proof that I stared at people, that I looked inappropriately at people, and that was their evidence to prove it.
Okay, and then there was also, I guess, this incident. We'll go through some of the other trivial stuff, and you can bring that up. Matt Mallenroller's with us exclusively in the Todd Herman Show. You also are called out for inviting someone to not email you non-legislative stuff to your legislative email address. You sent me the note you sent back. You were literally called out because you said to someone who had sought some input from you on something, who happened to be female, hey, let me give you another email address because this is for legislative work?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a funny story. I was just hanging out at Central, and another professor had brought some students from a different college over on a tour, and they saw me standing in the hallway, and he said, hey, I want you guys to come over and meet this professor. He also works in the legislature. So he brought his group of about 10 students over, and one of the students says, you know what, when I graduate, I want to work in the legislature. So we exchanged business cards, and later that day, I was like, oh my gosh, I gave her my CWU card. I can't do politics on that email. I can't do state legislative business. So I sent her a nice, polite email. I said, nice to meet you today. Thanks for coming over. But if you could please use this email instead, that would be great.
Yeah,
and for that, the CWU investigator said, well, that's an unwanted romantic overture.
Wait, they called that email, the one you sent me, a romantic overture?
Yeah, I was trying to develop a personal relationship.
Matt, you sent me the same note because I approached you about something non-legislative that I wanted to take.
Yep.
You sent me the same note saying, hey, Todd, can you use a different email address for this because this is for legislative business?
That's exactly right. So, Todd, let me just take this moment to apologize to you for the horrible sexual harassment that I subjected you to by saying, please email me to a different account because I don't want to be in violation of the ethics laws.
Well, you sure did. You know, I had lunch with you one time, and you sure did look dreamily into my eyes, but that's okay. I went home and confessed to my wife. What do you think they're hanging their hat on in this, Matt? What do they point as the metaphorical kill shot for your career?
Right. I think what happened here is, you know, they, like I said, they hired this downtown Seattle investigator. They gave her $120,000 in 8 months, and they couldn't find anything big, right? You know, I think they were hoping they were going to find something big, and when they couldn't, they went with a kind of Mueller death of a thousand cuts. So here's what they have in the last 10 years, Todd. They say that I held open a door and helped a woman with her jacket. And they said that that turned a dinner meeting into something more.
Wow.
So I held open the door.
Wow.
There is a student that says, I saw you looking at my friend more than you looked at other students in the class. Now, she sat in the front row in the center seat. But I'm accused of looking at a student more than other students. There's an allegation that I was walking through the cafeteria and I saw one of my students sitting alone, and so I sat down with her, and I just, you know, hey, how are you doing? Do you enjoy being a resident advisor? Did you know I was a resident advisor when I was in college? And then I moved along, and then they found out that I gave one of my 23-year-old babysitters, who wasn't even a student of mine, a glass of wine in the privacy of my own home. And then there's the email one. And then the coup de grace, you know, in the last 10 years, I was at a reception and I stood too close to someone and I was, quote, in her bubble. So over the last 10 years, I sent an email to a student. I sat next to a student. I stood next to a student. I looked at a student. I sent an email to a student and I gave my babysitter a glass of wine.
Well, and don't forget that you acknowledge the presence of someone handing you a document.
Yes, and I did turn over my shoulder and look at somebody handing me a folder, right? So that's the last 10 years. I mean, they didn't stop there. I mean, just to be clear, they went back 16 years in my life, and they said, look, we get to investigate everything, not just stuff at Central. We get to investigate things in your personal life, things over in Olympia, things over in Central. So, like I said, they gave her carte blanche to do, you know, just a total witch hunt. But I think the thing that's most discouraging to me is that they took everyday events of me just being kind or personable and twisting them to force it into this Me Too narrative. And I got to tell you, Todd, there's no professor in Washington that could survive that level of scrutiny. If standing next to someone, if looking at a student, if sitting down at the cafeteria next to a student, if sending an email to a student is sexual misconduct, then every professor in Washington would be guilty. And I really wish they had interviewed some of my male students, because I do the same thing to the male students, right? There's no bias here. There's no discrimination here. I'm personable with everybody.
No, we can't have exculpatory stuff. I mean, let's you know, let's not have anything that shows balance. Matt, I appreciate you coming on. When I get a copy of the report, when you come back on, we'll go through it page by page. I'll try to get this attorney on, too. Of course, I'm just a rodeo clown talk show host. She wouldn't be afraid to talk to me, would she?
You know, you can go check out her Twitter feed. Her name is Trish Murphy. And okay. What you're going to find is her tweeting Kasama Sawant tweets. Right. So okay. I knew I was in trouble when I go to her Twitter feed and I go, here's going to be the unbiased investigator. And she's a big fan of Shama Kassant or Kasama Sawant. And she's retweeting all the working Washington tweets. I was like, we're in trouble.
Well, I'll tell you, Matt, I appreciate you coming on and being open with us about this. I want to talk to you when it comes out. And here's the thing. Memorize this name. I call her the Bhagwan Shrill Sawant, but don't say it because I can say it. But if you say shrill, that's exhibit number 11. I appreciate you coming on, Matt.
All right, thanks, Todd.
Yeah, thanks.